from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
How many games do you guys have to see Devon Achane play to legitimately feel confident about him making the Pro Bowl? So last year you had 11. He had the 800 yards. He was an absolute stud. So would it be, if you see, when is that line where you get legitimately confident? Would it be 14 games? Would you go even lower based on his explosiveness?
I don't know. I don't think you need to play them all, right? I think 13, 11, 12, you know, around there, that's fine because of who he is. He's the kind of guy who does need rest, and this and the NFL these days, we're seeing it more and more. There are a lot of good running backs on the Dolphins, and that's by design. You don't want to break down by the end of the year, and unfortunately, that's probably going to be Achane. He gets nicked up a little bit, they're probably just going to call him out. So I wouldn't be surprised if he misses all these games, but that doesn't matter. I think the production that he has in those 11, 12, 13 games is going to be more than enough. Absolutely. It doesn't matter. He can play 12, 10. I think he could still make it as long as it's not like missing a big chunk. You know, if it's here and there, I think it's totally fine. Just all matters how you end the year for me and getting in the playoffs. But Achane's going to be the guy. I think he will make a Pro Bowl this year.
I almost threw 1,500 total yards out there, and I'm sitting here and doing it in my head. I'm like, that's way too high. So we're going to go maybe, what, like 1,200?
Let's say 2K, dude. Let's get 1,000 rushing, 1,000 receiving.
We all joke this is Chris Johns. Remember we did the player profiler like comp? And I mean, I don't know, man. After 1 year, shit, he's pretty close.
All right. So somehow Jake pulled away just because he is also an Achane stan like me. So right now, Josh pulled away. Yeah. So right now it's 2-1. And you guys have an opportunity here. Your wildest take for the 2024-2025 Miami Dolphins season. What do you think is going to happen? What's your wildest take that I could feasibly believe? Oh, okay. We've got a tinfoil hat on, ladies and gentlemen. We have got a tinfoil hat on. I don't know if you saw this, but you know the rapper MIA? The Paper Planes?
Yep.
She came out with a clothing line very recently, within the last couple of days, where all of the products are tinfoil, right? So it'll stop 5G, it'll stop, you know, radio waves, UV. But I mean, I'm talking the hat looks really cool. It's like a bucket hat, and it's reversible, so you can have the tinfoil inside or out if you want. And there's also like a really stylish poncho. So if you guys are interested in, you know, putting your tinfoil hat on and being stylish at the same time, I say go see MIA's page there. I thought that was hilarious. I thought of you immediately when I saw that.
If that wasn't a sales pitch, I mean, oh my God, that was perfect. We got to tweet this clip out and get a sponsor. So, yeah, until you see the price, this thing sounds like it could be very expensive.
Yeah, it was $80.
It was $2. Josh, would you like me to go a little bananas here? Want me to go first? First, Josh.
Definitely.
Please tell me you didn't say the Dolphins win the Super Bowl. I'll walk and come beat you up.
No, and in fact, when we were sitting here thinking, I was going to say, what if I was a dick and just came on here and say the Dolphins will not make the playoffs? And that's just all I said. But that's not my answer. That don't take a point away from me. Just joking.
So there have been, in the history of the NFL, 5 teams, the Steelers in 2020, Cardinals in 2008, Colts in 2004, the Falcons in 1995 and the Chargers in 1980. There have been five teams that have featured three 1,000-yard receivers. I'm not here to talk about three 1,000-yard receivers. The Dolphins are going to be the first team with four 1,000-yard receivers. And Josh is giving me the look that he's going to say the same exact thing. But so what I'm thinking here is that when Tua Tagovailoa entered the league, like, he was known as the blackjack dealer, someone who every single play is going to make the right read. He's going to throw it all around the table. Things change when you add Tyreek Hill to the picture. And I was completely okay with the Tyreek Hill 2K. The dude was making so much money. You squeeze everything you can out of that. He is that good of a player. But entering year three of Tyreek Hill in the system, that 1,800 yards we saw in back-to-back years, I think that's going to slightly come down. 1,400, 1,300s, opening the door for Jalen Waddle to get his 1,000, for Devon Achane to get 1,000 as a receiver. And whether it's Jonnu Smith, whether it's Odell Beckham, I genuinely see a scenario here where the Dolphins could have four 1,000-yard receivers. And if that breaks the thermometer, I'll at least argue that there will be five guys who get at least 1,000 total yards, whether it be Raheem Mostert as a rusher, Devon Achane putting the two together, and then three receivers. So I think the Dolphins are really going to be pushing those 1,000-yard guys in 2024, and that is my hottest take.
Wow. So I don't know how much digging you did into the previous teams that did have the three 1,000-yard receivers. Was it usually three receivers, or was it like multiple positions mixed in there?
I wrote down, so in 2020 with the Steelers, it was Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, and our good old friend Chase Claypool. The 2004 Colts, however, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, and you guys are slightly older than me. So 2004, I was in fourth grade. I was very young. No, not Dallas Clark. Josh, would you like to take a shot at the dark at the 2004 Colts 3,000-yard receiver? Because it's definitely just dudes talking football with this name.
No, I'm not sure. Go ahead. It's
did Adai catch a lot of balls?
Brandon Stokely.
Oh my God!
Thousand yard receiver. Josh gave the stankest face. If you're not watching on 560 QAM, but just thinking about the fact that the Colts in 2004, 20 years ago, were able to generate 1,000 yards for Brandon Stokely.
Yeah,
that should be supercharged 20 years later. That's kind of where my brain really got thinking. Where, all right, 3,000-yard receivers would be cool, but knowing how Tua operates and knowing that the Dolphins might take a step back from that Tyreek Hill focused offense, I could see them just really just giving everyone fits. Where you have different guys having monster games every week.
The thing is, yeah, with Achane and his after the catch, right? I mean, if he can make the dump offs, you know, bigger. Big each time, and then Odell Beckham, I could see him just soaking up catches and yards. I mean, it might be like 1,001 and 1,002. Like, it's not going to be much more, but, you know.
You're talking yourself into it.
I'm not going to let it bust the thermometer, man. That's good. That's hot. That's crazy. That could happen. It's feasible. It's a little bit possible. You are wearing the tinfoil hat. That's what I like to see. That's 4 points. That's 4 points over here. So it's just that it's arbitrary. I get to decide all the rules to this. So, I'm sorry.
It's literally my favorite part about this is your attitude. It's just like, F you guys, I'm going to say, I love it. This is perfect.
All right, Josh. So that was absolutely insane.
Yeah. So you're ready for me? I actually took a picture of my Word document, so I'm going to do my best to read this. But okay. For me, the biggest thing is, and I wrote down a bunch of things, but I think the Dolphins are going to shatter, you know, every franchise record. I don't have written down every franchise record. It just sounded really nice to say that. Last season, they had 496 points. That was second in the NFL. The Cowboys led it with 509, which ranked 22nd all time. I looked it up. The most ever was by the Denver Broncos back in 2013 when they scored 606 total points. So I'm going to say not only will the Dolphins have the most points scored in the history of the NFL, I also had written down that Tua Tagovailoa will break 5,000 yards receiving, Tyreek Hill left 5,000 yards passing. Tyreek Hill left 2,000 yards receiving. Tua Tagovailoa left over 30 touchdown passes, and he will win MVP this year. Dolphins will win the AFC East. They will also defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. So, there. How's that for your mind?
That's good. Can you guys help me out with a little bit of math here? So, 606 is the current record. No, no. 606 is the current record by the Broncos, right? So the Dolphins would have to have 607. So how many points per game would that be? 607 divided by, I'm going to have to get a calculator. So this is going to be
36 points per game.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you. 36 points per game. Sounds kind of crazy. Sounds a little wild. I can get down with that, though. So basically that would mean there's not a lot of room for error if that's the case. So that means you have to put up offensive showing. It's against, I mean, the Bills twice a year, the Jets twice. It's not that crazy, though. We saw 70 points against the Broncos. I mean, it can happen, man. I can see it happening. If there is a team that does it, it's got to be this one. It has to be.
And let's think about those Broncos teams. I mean, Demaryius Thomas, rest in peace, an absolute stud. Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle versus Eric Decker. Or no, was that Emmanuel Sanders? It might have been Emmanuel.
I would say Sanders, but Decker was there too.
I think I'd take Waddle over Sanders. And Josh, did you happen to see who was the running back? Oh, it was
Noshon Moreno?
Not Doug Martin. No, there was some other like a vet there for like a year, I think.
I know Julius Thomas was there, and he had some big ones.
Julius Thomas was awesome at tight end, double-digit touchdowns. I think that could be kind of not the Jonnu Smith, but like the Jody Fortson. Would you really be surprised if you have Jody Fortson with like, oh, that should have been like one of my weird takes, like 13 receptions and like five of them be touchdowns? Like that would not be the most. No, Sean Marino, I'm sorry, you're right. 241 rushes for 1,038 yards. Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, Julius Thomas. So it was before Emmanuel Sanders. But I mean, if you want to put up Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, and Wes Welker to Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Odell Beckham, tinfoil hats on, there might be some bias. I don't know how you don't take the Dolphins, right?
Yeah. It could happen. I mean, of all teams, they're the ones. But I mean, I'd be careful about getting excited for a toolsy tight end who, you know, or not even tools. We just for tight ends. I want to see it because I was excited for who was it? Eric Studa. Who's the tight end that they drafted that they signed last year?
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say Studsville. That was our.
Oh no, Tyler Croft. There's the guy from the Broncos.
Stauber, yeah, he had the tattoo, the sleeve. Yeah,
that's how he was gonna come in and grab like you know 5-6 passes.
McDaniel still thinks Tanner Connor's gonna do something.
That's true, dude. That's true.
Yeah, tight end, that's my favorite position, but it's also like the biggest crapshoot. I remember not that long ago, well, it was long ago, we were talking about the tight ends here on a podcast, and the way we were talking about these guys, for only three of them, four of them to end up having great seasons, I was expecting one of the biggest tight end years ever, and a few of them kind of were not exciting. We were talking about Darnell Washington like he was the next coming of Gronk. And he didn't exactly do very much. So just be careful with tight ends, I would say.
The reason I think Jonnu Smith is a little different, though, is that breakaway speed and how well this Mike McDaniel offense attacks space. And one of my favorite stats is there's been one tight end to go over 20 miles per hour since the start of 2022, and it was Jonnu Smith who did it twice. So I don't necessarily know. Like, I think I could see him being that great. The 20-20 guy that just gets you through the middle of the field. Everyone's so focused of getting beat by Tyreek or Waddle deep where Jonnu gets something underneath and all of a sudden he turns 4 yards into, you know, 24, you know, that's where I could see that happening. But otherwise outside of just like that move the sticks tight end, I don't think the Dolphins necessarily are going to be focused that way. I agree with you.
Miami.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.